Okay, good morning. We are starting Hilchos Lulav today. Okay. Tav Resh Mem Hey. Dine Lulav. Aleph. Lulav Shenifredu Alav Zeme Alze. See, we're all familiar with what a Lulav is. It's what the Torah calls Kaput Tamarim. And, right, because it comes from a date tree. We'll see it. We'll get there shortly. That generally the poskim say it does not have to actually, this tree or species of date palms, it has to be like all other date palms, but it doesn't necessarily have to be fruit bearing. So here, since we already started, so that's where it comes in, the canary lulav. So there's a machlokas if you can use a canary lulav. We're going to see what a lulav is very shortly. So it happens to be machloket. It also looks a little bit different. But I think the leaves are a little bit thicker and shorter. But anyways, you can look that up. So because it's a little bit different, Igros Moshe says it's 100% pasul aser to use it. And it's like using a lemon for an esrog. But I believe most poskim say that me'ikar adin, it's mutter to use. Including Gershom Zalman, Chazon Avadia, and Chaim Kanievsky. Okay, so probably I would prefer to avoid it. I wouldn't want to upset Rav Moshe. So let's go on. They're all in the same pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah points out, it creates Ukachtam Lachem Yom Rishon Priets Hadar VeKapot Tamarim VeAnaf Itz Avot VeArvei Nachal. And therefore, we learn one from another. So we're going to learn about Priets Hadar, that Hadar applies to all four as well. So we're going to see some of the psulim, and most of the psulim of a lulav are because of hadar. We have to learn each one. It could be because of chaser, it could be because that's not what we call a lulav in the Torah, lehalacha, and it's not, or it could be because of a hider. If it's because it's chaser, it would be aser only on the first day, but you can use it on the other six. If it's because of hider, it's a machloket rishonim, we're going to get to later. And if it's just also, it's just that's not what we call a lulav lahalacha, then it wouldn't be kosher for any one of the 7 days as well. Okay, so that's plenty for the intro. Aleph. So now, Aleph is saying shenifredu. You have a lulav and the leaves are now separated. They're spread out. V'lo idaldalu ka'ale hachariot. But it's not dangling, and really dangling downwards and loose, like the palm leaves, branches. So then it's still kasha. Afilu lo agado. It's a mitzvah to gather them together, but you don't have to. So even if they're spread out, so it could be that many of us buy schach, palm branches, right, for our sukkah. So it could be the palm branches or leaves that you're, if you're using palm fronds that you're buying, it could be it's even kosher for a lulav. We'll see how we're going to see. We'll already see right now. It has to be, in order for it to be pasul, it needs to be spread out enough that it's facing downwards, that most of the leaves are facing downwards, or they're actually separated. Or we're going to see that it gets really, really hard at the base of the leaf that you can no longer gather them together. Okay, so we're going to see this now inside. Haga, umikol makom, but the mitzvah minamovkar, the hidr that you want to do, preferably belulav, is she'ein alav perudos lagamre, that it's not spread out at all. That when you buy your lulav, you'll hold it up from the bottom, and you look at it, and without these little rings holding it together, that on its own, it doesn't begin to spread out. So that's obviously mitzvah min ha-muvchar, but it's still kasher lechatchila, even if it is spread out. Right? Okay. And in general, we say when it's kasher lechatchila, that means it's better to you say a bracha on your own lulav than borrowing on someone else's, right? There's always going to be, right, in life, there's always someone's going to be richer than you, more handsome than you, someone's going to have a lulav or an esrog that's more hadr than you, but we don't say, no, leave your own and start using your friend's lulav. That's not, everyone has to look at himself and be happy. Okay, base. Nifritzu alav. Okay, so now it's spread out, scattered out, it's even worse. So in this case, they are really dangling from the spine, like the palm leaves. So if it's dangling downwards, usually when we see them spread out, they're dangling upwards. If it's dangling downwards, which is very unusual, then that would be the case. That's puzzle. Now, Haggah says, Shidra. And certainly, if it's ripped off the spine, and you're just holding it there with the, you're tying it together, but it's ripped off, it's broken. That's for sure. Puzzle. The puzzle of filu agadan, even if you gather it. V'chein. Im nitkashu ha'alin ke'etz. Now, also, let's say it's spread out. Right, it's fanned out. As we said, it's still kasher. It's still attached. It's still upwards. But now, let's say the leaves become really hard, like wood, and you can't gather them together. It doesn't go. Then it's pasul. Mishnah Berurah says even if it's starting to get hard, but it still has some. It's not completely stiff. It's not wood. Then it's still kasher, even if you don't gather it together. Okay, it's still kasher. Okay, let's go back to the Ramah. Now, this is only when it's pasul by rov alin. If most of the leaves are such, then it's pasul. But if some of them are just dangling, that's fine. But most of it is still it's still attached and still upward. So then it's kasher. You go by the majority. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out an interesting suffix, and he leaves it basically as a suffix. When we say the majority, does that mean the majority of the top four tefachim? We're going to get to this halacha a little later, that the shear, minimum shear for a lulav is that the spine must be four tefachim. You don't look at the top leaves. That's not part of the shear. It's four tefachim of the spine. That's the minimum shear. And do you look at the entire lulav? Because your lulav might be eight tefachim long. Get a big one. So do you look at, when we say the majority, is it the majority of the entire lulav? Or is it only the majority, does it have to be the majority of the top four tefachim? And so that's because you can have the whole bottom is a problematic. And then you just look at the top four, so that could save you. So he leaves it as a suffix. So obviously the best thing to do would be to cut off the bottom, extra tefachim, and then you're just left with your majority that's kosher. Okay, let's continue with Gimel, yeah? Yeah, Gimel. Briat alin shalulav, kachi. This is how a lulav grows. Kashim gedelim, when they grow. Gedelim shnaim shnaim udvukim migaban. So every leaf grows in pairs, and they are attached at the back end of each pair. Right, we know that they're all, if you want to make your own rings, you just rip off the last leaf from the side on each end, or whatever, or one end, and you see that every leaf on every side is, they're attached. They're all double. Now this area that it's attached, every leaf on the back of a kosher lulav, they always grow attached. You could have one oddball, but basically they're all attached along one end of each pair. This end, the gav shel shnei alin hu anikra tiyomet. When we say the word tiyomet, it means this attachment on every leaf. We're going to see we see among the poskim or chazal that there's two definitions of tiyomet. One is this one, and then we're going to see a tiyomet can also be what we call the middle the middle leaf that comes up from the spine. So you have to know whenever you see the word tiyomet, you have to know which tiyomet we're talking about. It could be either one. Okay, right, depending who's writing it and depending on the context. Echlakat yomes berova alin psula. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, that you go by the majority. And it doesn't matter about the middle one. All that matters is the majority of the leaves, right? From the whole lulav, or perhaps the top four tvachim. So nechlakat yomes berova alin, if most of, you look at each leaf, if most of each leaf and the majority of each leaf is separated, right? The majority of the length of the leaf, right? Both aspects have majority. So then it's psula. Ayu alav achas mitchilat briyaso velo haya tiyomes. But if you have a lulav, when every leaf doesn't have a pair, doesn't grow in twos. Every has its own separate leaf. Oh, shekol alav kfuli mitzido ha'echad v'tzad ha'sheni aron below alin. Or you have a lulav that you only have leaves on one side. All the leaves grow on only one side. Just, all right, a mutation, something weird. Puzzle. This is completely puzzle. And it would be puzzle for all 7 days. Okay. Let's go on. Haga v'yesh mefarshim lomar. D'im nechlak ha'el ha'elyon. So then the Ramah is machmer. Like the Rishonim that say, a tiyomet really refers to just the minimal one, the middle one. And if it's just the middle one is a problem, then that ruins it for the whole lulav. V'yesh mefarshim lomar d'im nechlak ha'el ha'elyon. The middle one splits in half. Hemtzai sh'ala shidra. Right, the middle one that comes out of the top of the spine, and it's split ad hashidra, and it's split all the way down till it reaches the shidra. So then it has to be split all the way down. Then mikre nechlakat yometu pasal. And then that's what we call pasal. Okay? Hachi noagin. And that is the ikar halacha. Okay, mihu. Lechatchila mitzvah min amuchar noagim mitolulav shelo nechlak ha'al ha'elyon klal. But he says mitzvah min amuchar is that middle one, the tiyomet, should not be separated at all. Ki yesh machmirin afilu benechlak tzat. Some say even if it's a little bit, they're already machmir. So there's different opinions on what it means afilu tzat. So the Taz says that even though it says ktsat, it means it has to at least be separated a tefach. If it's if it's just a little bit, then there's no reason to be machmer whatsoever. And the Chayadam says no. If you want to be extra machmer, even a tiny mashahu, it's good to be machmer for even a mashahu. And one of the reasons why they're so concerned lechatchila. As because we're afraid, after you start shaking it, day after day, it's going to end up getting separated, the majority, or all the way to the spine. Now, the Grah points out, lahalacha, and that's really how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that mikardin, it's only a problem, right? According to the Ramah, it's only a problem if it's rubo. And that's what we have to worry about, is only rubo, of the tiyomet, the middle leaf, right? The Ramah's machmer for the middle leaf, and if it's mostly separated, then it's a problem, right above the spine, that portion that's there. But if it's less than half, en lahachmir klal, no reason to be machmer. Okay.
This is the central that Ruby looks at.
That's the middle one that people are looking
at.
If you go till halfway, you don't even have to be machmer. I mean, there's always an Indian of more mahudar.
Can you glue it together?
Yes, but it doesn't help you. The only thing that it does for you is that it prevents it from getting worse. Right? Okay. You can't fix it, in other words, but you can do some. You can just tie another lulav ring at the top so that it doesn't get worse. But that's all you're doing. Okay. V'hachi noagin, we read that already to the end. Mihu, we read that also. V'im oto ha'ale, Eino kaful mitchilat briato pasal. And the middle one, Rama also says, if the middle one isn't double, then it's pasal, even if it grew like that. Sometimes you have certain, we'll see, certain things grow a certain way, then it's kasher. It's only if it gets ruined, like, you know, if everyone's more familiar with the pitum, but we'll get there when we get there. But it doesn't matter if it's not double, it's pasal. We pretty much saw that already in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Dalet, next halacha. Lo hayu alav ze al gav ze kederach kol halulavim, ele ze tachat ze. Now, normally, how does every lulav grow? You have all the leaves going up the lulav, they're all overlapping, right? The bottom one reaches the beginning of the next one by quite a bit, okay? So that's the way it needs to be. But if one is below the other, im rosh ze magia leikar shelamala mimenu ad shenimtza kol shidur shelulav mechusa ba'alin kasher. It must be that the bottom one at least covers the beginning of the next one. And that's pretty much how we always, I mean, you're always going to, whenever you see a lulav, that's usually how you're always going to see it on the tree, at least for most trees, and certainly that's whenever you see them in a store, that's how you see them. Ve'im ein rosho shel ze magia letzad ikaro shel ze, but if the bottom leaf doesn't reach the beginning of the next one, o she'ein lo harbe alin ze al ze ela mikol tzad, Yotze echad lamata samach liikarav ole al rosho pasal. Just saying, if one doesn't reach the next, then it's pasal, even from on one side of your lulav. Okay, fine. And this halacha that we just learned, Mishmur points out the din of the problem of hider. So we get to the machloket later on. What about the other 6 days? Okay, but anyways, you don't really see a lulav like this. Hey, lulav shiyavshu, rov alav o shidrasa. If the lulav, most of the leaves are dried out, then it's, we're going to see, pasal. And if the spine, just this whole spine, the majority of the spine is yavesh, also it's pasal. The Beis Yosef says, though, generally all you have to look is at the leaves. If the leaves are fresh, then the spine underneath it's going to be fresh, and you don't have to worry. Okay, now what does it mean? Dry v'shir ayaveshut mishakala mare yarkut shabo v'albinu panav. It's dry when it no longer looks green, but it looks white. Hagav yesh omrim, Rama has a very big kula over here. Remember, he lived in Europe when sometimes it was extremely difficult to even get one lulav. The lo mikre yavesh ela kashint parech betziporin machmat yaveshito. It has to be really, really dry. Even if it looks extremely dry and it's white, it's still kasher unless it breaks with your nail. You squeeze it, you do something with your nail, and then it breaks. But as long as it holds its form, and this can last a really long time, so then it's still, you have what to rely on. And this is the minna in our countries. She'ein lulavi mitzuyin, because we don't really have what to choose from. Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, we can't be makel. Right? Everyone says, nowadays we can't be makel like the Rama. Nowadays, we don't have such an issue. Okay, Vav. Right? His kula is very questionable. And nowadays, we all have lulavim. Okay, Vav.
It's not applicable.
It's not applicable.
It's just not applicable.
Exactly. Correct. His shita is questionable.
Exactly.
No one's coming to argue with him per se, but Lamaise, there is a machloka on what he says, and Lamaise, it doesn't apply.
Exactly. But I'm saying regardless, it's just not applicable.
Exactly. Vav. Niktam Rosha. Now the top part falls off. Okay. Mishnah Berurah here says that this is a din of Hadar, so I don't know. We'll see. Niktam rosho, dahainu she niktamu rov ha'alin ha'alyonim, which means you'd look at the upper leaves. The upper leaves are the leaves that you see that extend beyond the spine. So, right, obviously nothing starts beyond the spine, but it's the leaves that extend beyond the spine, the upper leaves. If you look at the majority, if the majority of them are cut off at the end, then it's pasal. And
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
Good.
Let's keep reading. Haga. So here the Ramah again says, if the middle one, which he calls the Tiyomis, gets cut off, then it's pasal. Okay. Let's keep going. V'davka dika acher. Now he says, I only say it's pasal if because you can find another one. If you can't find any, because the middle one is missing, right? It gets cut off, but you have most of the upper leaves. Then he says, no, okay, fine. I pasuk like the Shulchan Aruch that you really mikar adin, you go after the majority, and you can even say a bracha on such. Okay. And right, according to the Ramah, it's when we say niktam rosho, or perhaps both Shulchan Aruch as well, even a little bit gets broken off. Right. Before we were talking always about being spread out and pulled apart. So that goes by majority. Here for this one halacha, even a little bit is a problem. But it means a little bit of, according to Shulchan Aruch, it means a little bit of most of the leaves. It's still most of the leaves, but it could be just a little bit of each leaf, and then already you have a problem. Okay, Zayin Nistak Im Nitrachku Shnei Tzedakot Zeh Mitzeh Ad Shenieru Kishnayim Pasul. You have a lulav. Now this is not when it starts to fan out and it looks like a fan and whatever. Here you have basically a lulav that splits in half a little bit. Either after it grows, it gets pulled apart and broken, or it grows like that, and it looks like what you get. One spine turns into two spines. It looks like you're looking at two lulavim. So they're separated into two. Then it's pasul. V'afilu lo nechukat yomis elyona v'elyon shi pasul lulav mikoach nechukat yomis. The Ramah just says, my chumra of halacha of the middle one, even if the middle one is perfect, but it spreads out like, in other words, even if it's not an issue of spreading out exactly in the middle, even if a little bit off to the side, 60-40, whatever, and then it spreads out into two solid lulavim, then it looks like two lulavim, even if the middle one is perfect, so then already it's still pasul. Chet. Yesh lo kumin kotzim v'shidratzo. Now you have a bunch of little pokey spines along pokey pricks, whatever, along the spine. Osha nitzmat v'nichvat, or it's all shriveled up. I haven't seen this. Osha hu akum lefanav, sheheri shidrog gav baal achototeret. And here you are extremely hunched over the lulav, and it's forward. It's extremely curved over forward. This is extremely unusual to see. Then pasul, that case is pasul. V'chen yimneakam le'echad misadav, or it's extremely bent over to the sides. So then that's also going to be pasul. Aval yimneakam le'acharav, but if it's bent backwards along the spine towards you, right? If you're holding it, looking at the spine, and it's bent backwards towards you, that's kasher. Shezohi priyasa, that's normal. That's how it grows. That's how it's normal to be. Okay, tet. Im kafuf berosho pasul, if the top of it is bent over, the top of your lulav is bent over, that's pasul. V'davka keshashidraso kefufa, that's only talking about if the top part is bent over. Aval alav kefufim berosho kumin shederech yotar belulavim kasher. But it's extremely common that when you buy a lulav, you go to the store, you see the top of the leaves are bent over. So he's saying that's 100% kasher. And the Rosh says actually this is much better, because then you know that they're not getting spread apart, and because you're right, you don't want them to. So that's actually, so anyways, it's a machlokas in a minhag. Some people prefer that they're bent over on the top, some people prefer that they're not bent over on the top. And one last thing to mention is Korah. Famous concept is the very top of the tips are very reddish and have a little film of red over the top. So people say it's better not to remove it, because you might make it worse. And if you know that if it's there, then you know the top ones are stuck together. Many Sfardim and Chabad prefer when they have this red little bit at the tip.
Sometimes it could be a little brown.
A little brown, yeah, reddish brown, exactly. And so they actually, many consider that mamash hitter the best. Most Ashkenazim prefer not. or especially at the very tip, okay, but not next to it, because they love to shake the lulav and hear the sound of the kiskus, they call it, of the rattling. So it won't work as well if the whole top is full of that korah.